And welcome into the Wednesday edition of Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody's doing well. Joe Rex Road, good morning. How are you?
Hey, got big news. Big news. Junior Riddle, you owe me $20. Baker Mayfield got picked up by the Rams, sucker. I want to see a crisp 20 tonight.
That's
Thank
right.
You.
Chris, $20 bill. Shout out to the Rams. Apparently the only team that claimed it. There you go.
Let's talk about Baker all day. Yeah. What do you say?
Nothing else is going on. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, guys. Excited for the show today. We have nothing short to talk about.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the show. Obviously, we're going to open up our phone lines all show long today. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. And we will discuss the firing of John Robinson by the Tennessee Titans. And Joe, I was telling you before the show, you can chalk another one up in the Robbie Stanley Cold Take Hall of Fame. I think yesterday on the show at like 6:15, I was talking about, hey, you know, if you're one of those people that think that, you know, J-Rob is going to be fired or should be fired right now, I got news for you. It's not going to happen. You got nothing to worry about. And then 5 hours later, J-Rob was fired yesterday. I got to say, and we'll have a lot to say on this today, obviously, this is one of the more surprising stories sports-wise in this city that I can remember, in my opinion, just based on the timing of it.
This is a goofy-ass move. I mean, it's a goofy-ass move. I got nothing else. I think I'm just going to just keep replaying that for 4 hours. It's shocking. Now, look, it's not shocking to the point that, like, there has to be some other reason or something. You know, I mean, you can add this up. Like, we've talked – I mean, we talk a lot about John Robinson's mistakes, right? And, look, you called yourself out for that. I mean, I've said the same thing for a while because there are some fans who have brought it up. Like, he should be on the hot seat. And every time I've heard that or read that, I've said, come on. Calm down. He should not be on the hot seat. The seat is not hot. Amy Adams Strunk gave him a 5-year extension in February with a press release that said, I can't wait for all these years of Mike Vrabel and John Robinson leading the Titans. So there was no reasonable expectation that he was actually on the hot seat. And then he got fired.
Yeah.
It's a goofy-ass move. I'm sorry.
Well, I can't really believe that it happened. When Michelle sent us the tweet from Rappaport yesterday, I was looking at it, and I was like, is this real? And I went to Rappaport's Twitter account probably 5 times yesterday. And I was like, this is him. Like, this is absolutely him with this news that John Robinson has been fired. And then, you know, more tweets and reports, and then ultimately the statement by the Titans started to shuffle out after that. I'm floored that they've done this. And, you know, I know that we're going to get a lot of reaction to this today and that Titans fans are – some of them already thought it was a good idea to do this. Some of them wanted John Robinson fired. And, you know, we talked about the mistakes that John Robinson has made, certainly with the draft picks and some of the trade ads that you've tried the last couple of years, and certainly trading away A.J. Brown, which – it's always interesting that this happened the Tuesday after the game in which he played A.J. Brown. Certainly that was a factor in this. But I am floored that the Titans have done this. And, you know, I don't know that I've seen anyone actually be able to find this and officially confirm it, because I think it'd be a hard thing to do. But they've got to be like the first team in the history of the NFL to fire their general manager for anything that's not off the field related when they're 7-5 in first place in their division. Like, when you're in first place in your division in week 13, they got to be the first team that's done this.
Nick Suss, of course, friend of the show, new beat writer at the Tennessean. I mean, I'm giving him, you know, I'm giving him all my support because I don't want to do this work. So keep going, Nick. He tweeted last night that he has gone back. He's gone back to 2000.
Okay.
So far, I'll read his tweet. Quote, if my research rabbit hole is correct, by firing John Robinson, the Titans are the first NFL team since 2000, but again, it's at least 2000, to fire a GM before Christmas while the team has a winning record. So that's not even what you're saying. You're talking first place and all that stuff. And I know, again, people who are happy about this is, first place AFC South. We talk about that too. But still, They are 7-5. He said the closest he's found is in the year 2000, the Bills fired John Butler with a 7-8 record. I don't remember John Butler very well, but I bet you his tenure also wasn't 66-43.
Yeah.
It's 66-43. So here's, in my column at The Athletic, a little tidbit for you. Since John Robinson became GM of the Titans, there are three teams that have a better record and more playoff wins. They are the Patriots, Chiefs, and Packers. It's not good enough. You want to win a Super Bowl, and that's what Amy Adams Strunk reflected in her statement. But this is as good an example of be careful what you wish for as I can think of in a while. It can get a lot worse than what you've got going on right now. And, you know, the next question, which we're going to get to all of it, but the next question, of course, is, are they now going to go search and find a new GM, or is Mike Vrabel, you know,
essentially the GM,
the dictator, the Vray-tator?
That what we're going to go with?
We might have to go with Vray-tator.
I think we could come up with something maybe a little better.
Wow. Okay. Well, we got all day.
We got all day.
Yeah.
No, it's a great question. Now, the other thing that has honestly bothered me since this has come out yesterday, and I knew it would happen when the news of his firing got out, but the amount of people just acting like John Robinson was just this trash GM the whole time is just amazing to me. I mean, and I get it, and we talked about this yesterday before this news came out. People are tired of well, what were the Titans before he took over as GM conversation? I understand that.
Okay.
And people are tired of it. Whatever.
That's fine.
But what were the Titans before he took over as general manager? They were the worst franchise in the league. The worst. Worse than the Lions. Worse than the Browns. They were worse than all of them. They were the worst team in the league for 2 years. And then he took over, and his worst season to this point has been 9-7. That's his worst season to this point. So he's done something right. Now, the last couple of years, have there been a lot of moves that have gone the wrong way? Yes, there have. That is inarguable. And look, I'll be quite frank with you. Had this move been made after the season, I still would have been very surprised. But I would at least, I guess, understood it a little bit more of, all right, we've seen the roster. We've seen another playoff run where the team just didn't do anything, which if it goes how we expect it to go, I mean, that wouldn't be surprising to me. And then, you know, maybe eventually push comes to shove at the end of the season, and it is what it is. Now, it would still be bad because you just signed him to a contract extension this past year, but I guess I wouldn't have been as shocked as I was yesterday with the timing of it. But, like, this idea that John Robinson is in the same boat of, like, Mike Reinfeld and some of these other general managers, which is basically what that statement made it look like yesterday. Like, hey, well, see you, John. I couldn't believe that.
Well, and that's the thing. I do understand the fatigue with, the going back to the past. But go back to that. Go back to from Floyd Reese on, how hard it was for them to find a GM who could do the job decently. It's not easy, you know. I mean, it's not easy to find a good coach. Not easy to find a good GM. Titans had both. The Titans had both. The body of work tells us that John Robinson. This is where I think. Well, we'll never know now, but where I think, and I guess I thought, that Robinson might stabilize. Look, I hated the AJ trade as much as anyone from the moment. Like, that's and I, it turned out to be very much the biggest mistake of his career, okay?
No question.
But I think you look at – so someone on the text line saying, you know, this was his worst offseason. I don't know. I think if you look at everything, and we've talked about this before, but bring it back. COVID, those drafts, they were bad. You can't – like when John Robinson interviews for his next job and he'll get plenty of opportunities, he'll probably say, you know, look, if we have another pandemic, I'm going to do this, this, and this better because we didn't do it well enough. But the bottom line is if you don't have another one, and if you isolate those two drafts and look at this last draft, which right now, very early, but it looks like it's a more Robinson-like draft in terms of giving a pretty good return, I think it's – I mean, you could easily look at this and say, you know, he was going to come out of this and improve. That doesn't erase the bad moves he's made at all. But the idea that it would get him fired in season, which again is like, what, tell me why that makes sense.
Well, the other part of this, Joe, is you can't convince me of the timing of it, the Tuesday after the game in which A.J. Brown just tore you up. You can't convince me that that's a coincidence. Like, I'm not saying it's the entire reason that Amy Adams Strunk fired him, but it kind of feels like, and I think TD put it this way yesterday on the Midday Show, and it kind of feels like the straw that broke the camel's back of, all right, we've had all these missteps, all these first-round picks that haven't panned out, first-round picks that haven't gotten to a second contract, the Julio thing didn't work, lots of things haven't worked. And then you traded A.J. Brown, and then I had to sit there in Philadelphia and watch A.J. Brown absolutely torch our team, and Philadelphia fans turn around and give me the bird left and right on Sunday. Like, that's not a coincidence to me that the Tuesday after the Philly game when A.J. Brown tore them up is when this happened.
I don't think it's a coincidence either. I don't think it speaks very well of Amy Adams Strunk's decision-making. Look, it could end up great for her. They could end up in a better situation with a better personnel department than they have now. But again, be careful what you wish for is looming large right now in my mind.
We're off and running here today on Robbie and Rex Road, taking your thoughts on the firing of John Robinson by the Tennessee Titans. We'll be on it all show long. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Dave, hang with us. We'll get to you on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda J. Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. The Tennessee Titans have fired John Robinson. We're taking your thoughts, your reaction all show long. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Dave from Old Hickory. Dave, thanks for hanging with us. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, just thinking about the situation since the news broke yesterday, I think what you're saying has a lot of ring of truth to it as far as the timing. It is odd. It is a little bit perplexing, but I'm looking at it like this as well. First of all, I worked with people like this before, and I've learned to never question the hand that writes the checks. And I'm looking at it, and I think what we're seeing, as you said, since John Robinson has been here, has the team gotten better? Yes, the team has gotten better, but that's relative. When we look across the league has moved leaps and bounds ahead of us. Every Sunday you watch the Titans, and then you watch a Kansas City with a dynamic young quarterback. When you watch the Joe Burrow, when you watch the Eagles, and we talk about A.J. Brown, but don't forget they also have Jalen Hurts, a dynamic young quarterback. You look at Josh Allen. The Titans are spending NFL money. I mean, it's not as though they're writing lower checks. And she's looking at this and saying, I'm writing lower checks, and all due respect to John, but I don't see the product on the field that I see right here. And should she have waited till the end of the season? That's debatable. But, you know, again, when you're looking at that and then it's just right there in front of your face, is it an impulsive decision? Is it an emotional decision? Yes. But, I mean, what are you going to say? Because the disparity is just so great. If you want to make a change, I mean, when is the right time, really? I will say this as the last thing. John has a wife. He has two young daughters. My daughters play sports with him. He's a good man. His family's a good people. I do caution people as to what they say about him in regards to what you said about him being a trash GM, because he was not a trash GM. He has a family, and his kids hear these things, so just keep that in mind.
Thanks for calling, Dave. Appreciate you. I mean,
they were the number one seed last year.
Well, what doesn't – this is the thing that perplexes me, because it, just as far as the timing of it, because the draft picks were starting to be bad last year. I mean, we talked about Isaiah Wilson. We talked about players not getting to the second contract. You know, Caleb Farley didn't do anything last year. But you signed a contract extension in February. So I guess my question is, like, how much information has changed since then, since you signed the contract? You obviously, you've got more information on Caleb Farley now. We know that. And you traded A.J. Brown. That's the big one. But was that move alone enough to, like, push her over the edge? Again, the fact that this happened on the Tuesday after the Eagles game is not a coincidence to me.
No.
Like, it's A.J. Brown has a whole lot to do with what just happened yesterday.
No, I absolutely agree. First of all, to Dave's point there, and I think Dave's called before about the quarterback thing, I mean, that's true. I don't know that the league – I mean, you're going through all these quarterbacks, but tell me how John Robinson gets one of them. What John Robinson did was trade a fourth-round pick for arguably the best quarterback play this franchise has had in Nashville, but certainly second best,
sure.
Right? So, like, to get those guys you mentioned, you have to be at the top of the draft. You have to be terrible. He came in. They had just taken Marcus Mariota with the second pick. That was their dynamic answer at quarterback, right? Obviously, it didn't work out. He found a way to improve on it. I mean, I hear you, but like, tell me what he was supposed to do to make that happen. To your point, Robbie, and this is what I kind of tried to think of as I'm writing about this for The Athletic. Like, okay, A.J. Brown, we all agree on that. I will say there's four things, though, that have become new that I think are very big since the extension. You mentioned one of them, Farley. So remember, going into camp, okay, Caleb Farley got hurt. Everybody's worried about his medical. But now he's ready to be a starting. We talked about it. What's a big key for this team in 2022? Caleb Farley being a first-round pick cornerback. Yep. Okay, there's one. Starting out camp, he's got a chance to start. Looks okay early. Dylan Raiden, second-round pick. Again, rookie year, it's a wash. He missed school for COVID, all this stuff. Okay, well, he's ready to be your starting right tackle. Okay, starts out camp. He's your starting right tackle. Bud Dupree, the last big spending free agent that John Robinson has signed. Huge deal, coming off an ACL. Okay, another guy, another injury thing, and that is absolutely a fair criticism of J-Rob too. All right, but this year he's gonna make a difference. He's going to be out there. Oh, crap, you lost Harold Landry. He's got to be a star this year. He's got to start justifying $85 million, $35 million guaranteed. So now as we get to this point, I agree with you. There's no way it's a coincidence this is right after she gets, like, taunted by Eagles fans as A.J. Brown just, you know, poops all over her team, okay? But those things also do add up to where it is a worse picture. And I have to think that every single one of those things – factored into a dimmer view of where things are going and less confidence in him, which is all fine, and it's still a goofy-ass move to fire him right now. Let me keep saying that over and over again.
Well, but to your point, all those things are fine that you talked about with Bud Dupree and Caleb Farley and Dylan Raidens, and all those things are valid points that you bring up. All those things have been there the whole year, and nothing was done, and now all of a sudden the A.J. Brown game happens.
Sure.
And, yeah.
Well, I think, like you said with TD, I mean, I think that's probably a good way to put it, is like straw breaking the camel's back. And it's even that game, I thought the Titans were going to go in and potentially win that game. But I thought they were going to go in there and kind of have a Titans-like game and be tough and D them up and all that. And instead, they just looked like they absolutely didn't belong in the field with them.
Yeah. Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Ed from East Nashville. Ed, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, listen, real quickly. Listen, I think there's another element to all of this, and I think it's Coach Vrabel. I think there's a possibility. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but I think there's a real possibility. And, Buck, you did an article, what, last week or week before, and Jarrett was just – you know, he was making fun of it. But I think there's some truth to it. You know, you talked about Vrabel going to Ohio State. And everybody laughed and joked. But behind the scenes, you know, I think there was a rift between Vrabel and John Robinson that started on the night of the draft. I think he was caught off guard when he traded A.J. Brown. And I saw the handshake between A.J. and Coach Vrabel on the field in Philadelphia on TV. And, guys, it looked to me that, hey, I'm sorry that you're not a part of our team. I had nothing to do with it. And I think Amy probably is under the impression that Vrabel, there's a possibility Vrabel may be gone. I think you got one of the top one or two, maybe the best coach, young coach in the league. And I think there's some tension there. And you're going to lose Vrabel if you don't get rid of John Robinson. I mean, just think about that for a second. I mean, it. To me, that's the only thing that makes sense. And why do it now? I mean, if you're going to make the decision, you've got to save Vrabel. I mean, look,
If Vrabel's looking for a job at the end of the year, the only way you can keep him on staff is if you make that call now. And I think that's part of it. I really do. But I think John Robinson was good. But you know, there were some bad decisions he made the last couple of years. Since we made that AFC Championship game, guys, we have not gotten better. We've gotten worse.
Thanks for calling.
Think about.
Well, that's not true. I mean, they were number one seed last year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, look, I think that. Look, are they as? I mean, there's some things that have gone down. The offense has gotten worse.
Yes,
you know for sure. The offense. That's the crazy thing is, the defense has actually gotten a lot better in the last 2 years. Remember, in 2020, they were a good team. They were an incredible offense.
Sure.
They were a bad defense. Bad.
Correct.
And then they, you know, and so they've added to the defense. They've done a lot of mostly good things on defense. And yes, the offense has certainly gone way backward. Look, the Vrabel angle, of course, is key here.
Absolutely.
By the way, my name's Joe. But, you know, you brought up Buck. Buck Rising, A to Z Sports. I texted him last night his headline. And I'm like, I cannot wait to send this back to you. Hey, we're all allowed to have an opinion on this, okay? I mean, we're all allowed to. But this headline says, quote, why the Titans firing John Robinson was absolutely the correct decision. That's a take. That's a take, Buck. That's a take. Hey, we're all allowed to have a take on this. I think absolutely anything right now is tough. It's tough to buy. But that, absolutely correct. Okay. I mean, Buck does write about riffs in his piece, mentions AJ. Look, come on. I mean, Vrabel was so mad at that presser after they traded him.
I mean, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, I mean, he was furious. And like again, we wanna make things, we don't want to simplify things sometimes. It was very simple. Buck mentioned Julio and Brett Kern too as disagreements. But coaches and GMs have disagreements, man. Like, I know a lot of people on text line, too, say power move by Vrabel. And I don't know. Maybe. But I think it's probably more of what he mentioned there. Look, the Ohio State thing, it's not like the thing I wrote last week introduced this into the world as an idea. This is the caller just mentioned, you know, Vrabel looking for another job. He just got an extension. Like, there's one job. Which isn't open right now, by the way.
Yeah.
Which could potentially.
It's, by the way, coaches in the college football playoff.
Yeah, they could win the national championship right now. But again, I think a year from now, that could be a thing. So is this have anything to do? I mean, is Vrabel getting more power? Is Vrabel de facto GM? Is Vrabel last call? Basically, is the GM now who comes in? Does Vrabel get the last say? I think that may absolutely be the case. So did Vrabel win a power struggle? I'd be really surprised if this was him actively working. Like someone on the text line is talking about throwing the Eagles game, which I hope was a joke.
I don't think he did that.
I mean, we don't need to get this silly today, okay? But did he win a power struggle in terms of he clearly has outperformed John Robinson the last couple of years? I think that's certainly a decent way to put it.
Well, and look. I'm not going to try to get inside the mind of Mike Vrabel because I don't know this. But if this is the case and he wanted more say or more control over personnel, he would not be the first coach for this to happen.
No. I mean, there's plenty of coaches who get mad at their GMs. They're like, I wouldn't have picked that guy, and now I'm screwed.
Yeah. So, I mean, that I don't know what happened in the power struggle or whatever you want to call it, but clearly something happened. And look – this idea that Vrabel was frustrated with A.J. Brown trade, I mean, duh. I think we've known that for a long time. Has that been festering to the point where they've just been bickering back and forth about everything else? I don't know. But I know this. Mike Vrabel's still here. I think he's got way more power now than he did this time yesterday, and John Robinson's not. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. More of your thoughts on the Titans firing of John Robinson coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road. But first, Joe Rex Road has a word from OrderGreen.com.
I do. OrderGreen.com, nation's number one online shop for all things cannabis. Boy, you might need to put a big order in right now. How about that? Shop online for a wide selection of high-quality THC and CBD products, edibles, gummies, vapes, flowers, you name it, they got it. And their team has an extensive knowledge for every product they offer. This means you as a customer can know you're getting the highest of quality from reputable providers. You got nationwide same-day delivery right to your doorstep. 25% off every shipment of gummies with a subscription. And if you use promo code JOE20, JOE20, you get 20% off your first purchase. OrderGreen.com.
Tell Tomorrow, it's your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by T.J. Anderson Holmes of Benchmark Realty and Superbook Sports. If you correctly guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the game tomorrow night, you win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Participate tomorrow morning at 8:45. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We're taking your thoughts on John Robinson's firing by the Tennessee Titans on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025.
Heidi from Dixon. More people need to demand more, and this is a great start. Go, Amy. It's your birthday. I hope I read that accurately for you, Heidi.
I think it's more like, go, Amy. It's your birthday.
Yes. There we go. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Andrew says, I sound guilty because of the Ohio State article. Okay, come on.
Your Ohio State piece get people fired.
That must be it. No one had ever thought about that at all before I wrote that. Look, there's a lot of, the text line is
popping.
I did want to find the one that I really agree with, because that's the one I want to read, but now I've lost
it. Is it Tyler?
Is it Tyler? Where is Tyler? Where is he?
Guys, I think I'm in the minority on this, but as a Titans fan, I'm livid.
Yeah.
It feels like this is a knee-jerk reaction in mid-season to getting embarrassed by A.J. Brown. This is stupid. This sends a horrible message to a team that's going to the playoffs this season. Plus, Robinson really only struggled during the COVID-restricted seasons. He should have had a chance to set things right now, but even if you wanted to go in a different direction, then wait till the end of the year. This is a dysfunctional move and is going to send the franchise into a tailspin. Here comes the downfall of the Titans. This is from Tyler on the text line.
And I just said, I think more Titans fans than you probably think think that way. I mean, I don't know. This is another great example of, if we could get an accurate polling on this, it'd be great. I saw Kaharski put a tweet up, and it looked like it was overwhelmingly, yay!
Yeah.
Then Tyler says, I hope so. Yesterday, all the chuckleheads calling into Jared and Caroline were basically like, good riddance! And it made the fan base sound so dumb. Look, there are a lot of people on the text line who are pointing out, like, think mistakes and, like, all the people who didn't get second contract. There's a lot of totally fair criticism of John Robinson. They've been made on this show repeatedly.
Absolutely.
Over and over again. Totally fair. No one is saying he's all great, and it has gone the wrong way in some ways. The offense has gone the wrong way. Dude, he was just he's 66-43. He's never had a losing season, and he was just fired in the middle of the season. Like, I can't wait. Nick Suss, I'm rooting you on, buddy. I want you to find when in the history of the NFL this has happened, that a winning GM was fired in season. I need, because like, we're getting the spin of, just people just need to be held accountable and all this stuff. Like, okay, let's go through the list of Titans GMs not named Floyd Reese and John Robinson. Let's see. You may hit the lottery again. You might, and you might not.
Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Kenny the Mailman. Kenny, thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Starting off with a quick public service announcement. Get your Christmas cards mailed this week. Granny does not want an email from you.
That's right.
And you know what? I hate to say it, but this sort of reminds me of a Bud Adams emotional knee-jerk move, because if you're going to make a trade, everybody has to be on the same page and realize the first 2 years people are going to laugh at us, make fun of us, talk about what a terrible move this is. But what happens in 3 years if Malik Willis is your starter and Treon Burks is an all-pro wide receiver? You got to take the heat when you make the trade, but they've done just the opposite. I think they were so embarrassed Tuesday. They just did a Bud Adams move. Well, y'all have a great day.
Thanks for the call, Kenny. I mean, look, it's not the first time I've heard someone use that phrase, the Bud Adams move. Now, on that front, I'll say this. I understand what Kenny's saying there in terms of, you know, if you look down the road and Treylon Burks is really good and Malik Willis develops into your starting quarterback, things may look better right now with those picks and the future of the team. I would also say credit to John Robinson. He got you in a championship window, but some of the moves that he's made, I believe, are directly responsible for taking you out of the championship window.
Yeah.
So it's not just as simple as sometimes you got to go through the storm. I mean, right now, we threw this thing out there yesterday. Like, the Titans right now, to me, feel like a team in flux because they have some guys that are still in the primes of their careers on a team that I don't think is capable of winning. And how do you balance the two of getting the team back to the point where they are capable of winning while these guys are still around? And we talked about how complicated that was going to be.
Yeah, listen, there's no doubt that, John Robinson cried in you know, he got a contract extension, 5 years in February, and you know it's going to be years and years. Just like you know Vrabel said, we're going to be here for years. You know, well, one of you will be.
Can we stop with the John Robinson crying was an act stuff on social media?
Is that what we're hearing?
Oh
now?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, he knows what they lost there. They had opportunity, and they lost it. And frankly, that wasn't on him. That was on Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill, and then Todd Downing. Okay, I'd go one and two there on that blame. And John Robinson had a team that again needed two wins at home to go to the Super Bowl last year. But there's no doubt. I mean, he has made some missteps. The thing is, I still separate some of those two. I mean, I even put it in like, you know, like you're writing a graph about here's the good stuff he did, here's the bad stuff he did. I mean, the Julio Jones move belongs in the bad stuff. But, again, I'll go back to that moment after that 2020 season trying to get there. Everybody now can sit there and say, oh, yeah, he was washed. Julio was washed. That was not – that's such revisionist history, like you had certainty on that. I like the move. I love the aggression there. And even the clowny thing too. Like it, to me it was worth trying. They didn't work out. Those are different to me. Those are gambles and they didn't work out. But they were go-for-it gambles. Those are different to me than, you know, just missing on, you know, Farley, missing on Raiden's, which to me those are the two real killers. Isaiah Wilson was a weird situation, and I heard Jared sit there yesterday and say, oh, you had to know he was – cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. No, you didn't. You had a couple little instances of him being possibly immature. He went off the deep end after he got to Nashville and got paid. Come on. But it's still on his record. I'm not saying
sure.
It's not. It's on his record. It is. Like what well, that's it's you win or you lose. The winners keep the jobs and they get paid and the losers get fired. It's just that he's not a loser. I mean, there's also all these other good football players still on this team who are here because John Robinson picked them. Like, we just seem to forget that. But the Farley and Raiden's picks, certainly, it's just a killer draft for the Titans. And you add it all together, and you missed your window. And so I get that, but my thing is, I think John Robinson's done enough good that he would have been a pretty good person to get you back, and I think he deserved a chance. I do. I said it yesterday when we were laughing at people who said he should be on the hot seat. Like, well, he's going to get a chance to rebuild. He's going to get a chance at some point to, like, draft a franchise quarterback and see what he can do.
Which, well, by the way, Malik Willis. Yeah, I don't know what Malik Willis is going to turn into. But to me, like, drafting the quarterback in the third round does not count as that move to me.
No, I agree. But I guess.
Well, maybe it does now.
I guess that was his chance. And you get one almost full season after doing that. So cool.
Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line and welcome in Daryl from Hendersonville. Daryl, thanks for calling in.
Morning, gentlemen. I don't think this necessarily got Robinson fired, but I've got a theory about what he would do in the first round. I think he was always looking for that superb value where I think he almost valued someone who maybe wasn't quite as good, but maybe had a higher projection, so I got him cheaper, as opposed to going for the most impactful player that was available at the time. You know, going for players who were injured. You know, guys like Raiden's, I don't know what he was thinking there, but what do you think about him trying to go for value all the time as opposed to getting the best player who's available?
Hey, thanks for the call, Daryl. I mean, you could certainly – I mean, the one player that really comes to mind when he says that is Farley,
yeah,
right? I mean,
sure.
You could certainly – make that argument. And look, we've talked about John Robinson and drafting injured players and what that's looked like. And Caleb Farley, certainly the most recent example of that. To that point, Joe, there's also something to when you look at the first round picks in the history of this franchise since he's taken over, none of them got to a second contract. Now, I think Jeffrey Simmons is about to, but none of them got to a second contract. And we've talked about this before. That's not a very good long-term strategy of success if you're the GM.
Right, and one of them, I think you could make the case that they should have given him the second deal. That's Conklin, or
yep.
They should have given him. They should have paid more. They did make an offer. So he's an example of someone he was good enough to get it. I think ultimately they made the right decision with Corey Davis. I mean, Corey Davis was a good player, still is a good player, but he wasn't the number five pick. Good, right? Adoree Jackson. It's not like they're disastrous picks throughout the first round. Rashawn Evans was not good. not good enough. And then, as you said, I mean, Simmons, I will say, too, and someone has brought this up in the text line, and I didn't really get into this in my piece about it, but you know, Simmons, the whole thing with him, what he told Dan Pompey, a lot of athletic articles that are really factoring in here, you know, about what the Titans told him is a weird thing.
Go subscribe.
Athletic.com. Also, don't forget to order green.com. No, I mean, you know, what they told him is a little bit weird. I mean, I could see that being a head-scratcher for Amy Adams Strunk when she evaluates this whole thing.
Yeah.
Not to fire anybody mid-season or anything, but, you know, to be concerned about.
Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Elias. Elias, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, gentlemen. I wonder if one of the straws on the camel back might be the offensive coordinator's DUI, and if J-Rob was complicit in knowing that perhaps alcohol was involved on the team plane, Amy would have known about that after she did a initial investigation, and then here's an opportunity for her to, after the A.J. Brown incidents and trade and everything, that here's an opportunity for him, after all this has snowballed, to take some potential sting out of what NFL punishment might come down. That's all. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Well, look, I have no idea what the NFL investigation into the Titans plane is going to lead, but I don't think that has anything to do with John Robinson's firing. I mean, obviously, I don't know the conversations that the NFL has had looking into the plane stuff with Todd Downing, but I'm going to be pretty shocked if that has anything to do with this.
I don't have time to complain about this because it's all over the text line too, and I blame Jared in part for this. Let's just make this very simple. If you're let's talk about the NFL and the different transgressions that people do and still keep their effing jobs.
Yes.
Every freaking day. John Robinson may be somewhat culpable for that, and there may be a punishment, there may be a fine for the Titans. If you wanted John Robinson to keep picking football players for you, you're not firing him because of that.
No, you are not. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. More of your thoughts on the Titans firing of John Robinson coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.
This was very surprising. Again, he's been there for six seasons. The worst record that John Robinson and the Titans ever have had during his six seasons there was 9-7. But this is a situation where the owner was not particularly happy with John Robinson, and she decided to make a change this morning. And so she fired John Robinson a year after she gave him a long-term contract extension. He's got 4 years after this year on his contract. Now, a lot of people around the league have called up and asked all day long, wondering if there's something more to this, if something happened. And I've been told that that's not the case, that this is a simple decision of the owner wanting to go in a different direction. I think everybody remembers the A.J. Brown trade. They saw the Eagles this weekend, and A.J. Brown lit up the Tennessee Titans. But the fact of the matter is, I think... Yeah, well, that doesn't help the situation, RC, but I think that the owner was not happy, entirely happy, about not being included in a lot of conversations, and I think she felt like she wanted to go in a different direction, and so they've appointed Ryan Cowden as the interim GM, and they'll wind up being in the GM market after this season.
That was Adam Schefter yesterday on ESPN on NFL Live discussing the firing of John Robinson. And what the thought process was for Amy Adams Strunk there. Now, there's one thing that he said that is kind of weird to me. Like, I don't know what he's talking about with not being included in some of the decisions.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, these things are – I wanted to save some things for my rant, but I just can't.
Okay,
so
just let it loose, man.
First of all, the plane thing is just – look, it is very possible that, like, John Robinson could have some culpability and all that stuff, and the Titans will get punished and all that stuff. Like, dude. If you want someone to keep doing a job for you in the NFL,
then you will. Deshaun
Watson. I mean, my God, get out of here. Okay, there's one. Two is, I mean, I hate to pick on A to Z Sports. I love Austin and Zach. And Jack. Jack Gentry is a good guy, been on his podcast, but he wrote a piece off those Schefter comments basically saying that John Robinson – didn't tell Amy about trading A.J. Brown or suggesting it. Guys, they were sitting in a room together for 2 days. Hey, guys, don't tell Amy. I'm trading A.J. Hey,
someone go distract Amy.
Yeah. Hey, take Amy over. Yeah, like, watch some film or something. I'm trading A.J. I don't want her to know. Can we please use our brains? My God. But I agree with you that I put some weight into what Schefter said. I mean, Schefter talks to people.
Sure.
He, you know, carries a lot of water for people. But, I mean, I put some weight into what he said in terms of not happy with not being part of some discussions. You know, that's an interesting thing with ownership and GMs. And some are like, I've always felt like Amy Adams Strunk I thought she had a good approach in terms of, I hired good people and I'll let them do their jobs. And maybe here in the last couple years, because look, I mean, ultimately, I mean, look at the fan reaction to John Robinson, right? I mean, ultimately, an owner has a lot of the same thoughts that fans do about the OC's play calling or about personnel decisions. It sounds like maybe, you know, I don't know if meddling is the word, but she wanted to be more involved. And basically it's been like, well, and this is me creating this is me speculating. Okay, hired good people, let them do their jobs. There you go. Everything's going well. And then it starts to go the other way, and it's like, okay, what are you doing here? Tell me a little bit more about this. What about this? This happens. I mean, this happens all the time with owners and personnel people and coaches too, by the way, who aren't doing well. So that's what the Schefter comment there said to me. The A.J. Brown trade was not a secret to Amy Adams Strunk. Can we please launch some of these things into the sun, as you like to say?
That's right. Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Mike from Gallatin. Mike, thanks for hanging with us. Go ahead.
Hey, no worries, guys. So, again, I was about to say a lot of those things. I feel like that we're saying some pretty blasphemous stuff that just like we're just throwing anything we can at the wall to try to get something to stick. And really, truthfully, until we hear from, you know, more than the stock Amy Adams Strunk Titans post that everybody gets when they get fired from a sports team, we're not going to know the true thing. So I understand it's sports radio. It's what people do. You call and you make crazy assumptions. But, man, like, let's cool it on the super – you know, outrageous ones. Like, those were just frustrating me all day yesterday. What I wanted to bring up, because, again, what I'm worried about, I guess, now is when you fire your GM halfway, you know, or three-quarters of the way through the season, especially as you're heading your way to the playoffs, it doesn't send a great message to the players. Like, I'm worried about the preparation and the mental psyche that those guys have for the rest of the season. You got to feel bad for Treylon Burks more than anything else, because that guy in the Eagles game, again, we don't know. We can't play speculation. And, again, maybe I'm doing the same thing I just told you not to do. But, like, if Treylon Burks doesn't get knocked out in the end zone and have to sit out the rest of that game, Treylon Burks was well on his way to having a great game that way too. So, like, moving on from him and all this talk about, you know, A.J. Brown, missing A.J. Brown, like, I get it. A.J. Brown's a great player. But, like, man, like, you're essentially now – you know, sending Burks even further down because, you know, we're bashing him, we're throwing shade, you know, towards other directions, like talking about, like, man, J-Rob is getting fired because of me, blah, blah, blah. Like, I know there's bigger things to it than that, but, like, the mental, I'm really concerned about, like, we have a playoff run coming. Whether we want to admit to it or not, it's not a sexy playoff run, but we're headed to the playoffs barring a monumental collapse. I'm just worried about the rest of the team just kind of holding itself together because of this move. Because I just know this can't help the mental psyche of the entire team.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I mean, that is – it's a great point to bring up because, again, the timing of this, Joe, they're 7-5, they're in first place in the division, and like Mike said, they're going to make the playoffs. And, look, is this going to be a distraction in the Jacksonville game, like in terms of how it affects their preparation? I don't know. Football players, athletes in general, they're really good at compartmentalizing things. So this may not affect them one iota against Jacksonville. But the bottom line is, this is, whether you want to view it this way or not, this is your owner telling your GM that the team he's put together is not good enough and they're in first place heading into the playoffs. Like, it's your owner telling you as a player and your roster that, yeah, I don't think you're very good heading into the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, you could spin this around because, hey, there's a lot of spinning that's going to be happening here. You know, just getting ahead of the curve, you know, Amy just being, you know, forward thinking. You could spin this around and say, well, the Titans love having a chip on their shoulder. They love when people tell them they can't do it. So now it's their own owner. I mean, I guess this would be like Major League, you know. She says you guys suck. But, yeah, I agree. It's again, it's weird. I'm trying to even remember the I know it's happened, but just the last GM in season at all who was fired. It's just – I've heard some people that are like, well, now you can get, you know, you can get ahead of the curve with interviewing people. There's a reason this doesn't happen because you got time. You got the Senior Bowl, and then, you know, you got the Combine in March. And you have time after a season if you're going to make a move to, like, get your people in place and do all the work you need to do. I mean, it's just a goofy-ass move.
Let's real quickly go back to the phone line and welcome in Keith from Bowling Green. Keith, thanks for calling in.
Hey, guys. You know, the one thing I've always admired about John Robinson is he would make a decision. Whether it was good or bad, he'd make it. You know, and early in his career with the Titans, he was making some good decisions. Then he went through a stretch there where it wasn't so good. And I think the AJ trade kind of was the straw that broke the camel's back. I don't know if he told Amy about it or not, but, you know, I've kind of thought maybe it was a deal where Amy said, okay, but if this don't work out, it's your job. And 2 days after it happened, it was his job. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for the call, Keith. I mean, I don't know if a conversation like that happened between John Robinson and A.B. Adams struck or not, but, Joe, I mean, I don't think it's a stretch to say, and we talked about this at the time that A.J. deal was made, this could end up being the biggest mistake of John Robinson's career, and that was what you said the day after the trade, and here we are, and it ended up being the biggest mistake of John Robinson's career.
Yeah. I mean, it was bad. I mean, there's no excusing that one at all. It's a killer.
Yeah. No question about it. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll be joined by David Beauclair from SI.com. We'll get his thoughts on the John Robinson move made by the Tennessee Titans. But first, Michelle Knezovic has a word from Superbook Sportsbook.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Robbie. And speaking of the NFL, we got a big slate coming up this Sunday. One here in Nashville. Jacksonville Jaguars are coming to town. Tennessee Titans are still favored by 3.5. I definitely like that. I think they're going to win by the 3.5, and I think they'll probably win by about a touchdown. But Superbook wants to know if you can make your parlays pop this holiday season. So win some money from Vegas with the weekly parlay bonus from Superbook Sports. If you place a three-team football parlay, Superbook will give you a $10 bonus voucher. It's your holiday bonus courtesy of Superbook Sports. Listen, I already gave you the Tennessee Titans game. If we take a look at some of the other games we got going on, the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers are favored by 2.5. Doesn't look like Lamar Jackson is going to play. So give me the Pittsburgh Steelers minus the 2.5. Another game I'm looking at as well is the Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Texans. Houston Texans are by far the worst team in the NFL right now. And I think the Dallas Cowboys are the best team in the NFL right now. So give me the Dallas Cowboys minus the 17. So rack up the wins and earn some holiday cash by betting parlays with Superbook. Download the Superbook Tennessee app and place your parlays today. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.